USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest Democrat to announce a possible run for the White House in 2020 makes the announcement on a late-night talk show.
Do you have anything you would like to announce?
Yes.
And what would that be, madam?
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Tonight.
That's U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York making the announcement on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Today will be day two of Attorney General nominee William Barr's confirmation hearing after a day one when he told senators he would not end Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Assuming there was no good cause.
Assuming no good cause.
I would not carry out that instruction.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
A crushing defeat for British Prime Minister Theresa May as British Parliament rejects her Brexit deal. So what's next? Jason Farrell is covering the story for Sky News.
With the government losing this vote, we're back deep into the Brexit labyrinth, and the next turn is crucial as to where we end up. So what are the options? First, Labour tabled a no-confidence vote in the government. Jeremy Corbyn will make his pitch for Labour to seize power and control of the negotiations. His problem is he's unlikely to get the required number of votes in Parliament. The EU said it can't be done, but Theresa May has little choice but to try to renegotiate the withdrawal agreement. And many Tory MPs will accept nothing less than scrapping the controversial backstop. If no solution is found, no deal becomes the default option.
An L.A. public school teacher strike is into day three as the L.A. mayor is hoping to restart negotiations, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. House is condemning white nationalism and white supremacy in the wake of Representative Steve King's remarks in an interview recently. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, House lawmakers voted overwhelmingly in support of a resolution. In an interview with The Times, the Iowa Republican had been quoted as saying, quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language ever become offensive? End quote. House Republican leadership also stripping King of his committee assignments. A law designed to protect Alabama's Confederate-era monuments from removal has been ruled unconstitutional by a Jefferson County judge. The judge ruling on Monday that the Alabama Monument Preservation Act violates free speech rights. He also says most citizens in the predominantly black Birmingham area were repulsed at the monument at the center of the lawsuit. The Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has said he is going to file an appeal of that ruling. And Jersey Shore reality TV star Mike the Situation Sorrentino has begun an 8-month prison sentence in upstate New York for tax evasion. The 36-year-old streaming his last moments of freedom on his Instagram page yesterday. He'll be serving the time at a federal correctional institution in Mount Hope, New York. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.